This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, if you just tuned in, we're taking your phone calls. We're going to be playing a lot of clips this hour of debate highlights. I think Trump won, not in the way I thought he would. He didn't really roll over, but he just let them rig the whole thing so the whole world could see that it was like watching a bunch of hyenas attack a lion. But I think in the next debate, he's got to come in and savage her on her lies. And, you know, now he's been chivalrous. You know, he's let her play the lady card. We're taking your phone calls right now on this. John disagreed, you know, saying that he thought the debate was bad for Trump because he got into stop and frisk. And this is Hillary with overthrowing countries, murdering Christians en masse, you know, NSA spying, all this Bill of Rights trampling. And then he's there saying, hey, stop and frisk lowered crime by unbelievable amounts. I mean, we're talking like 90-something percent, but hundreds of thousands of people, more than half of them being black. You're walking down the street and the cops just pull over and frisk you, sometimes on a weekly basis. I would get pissed off. I'd say to the cops, do I look like an all-points bulletin? Do I hold on, officer, do I look like somebody? Because if you're saying you're looking for somebody that looks like me, here's my ID. But if you're just randomly, hey, we're just going to search everybody on the street, that is not America. But then the community jump up and down and say we had, you know, five kids shot this week in this one neighborhood. And that's because of the gangbanger culture. But the caller is right. It's a slippery slope. And then I'm going to go to Scott in the Netherlands and others. But, John, you want to respond to what I said earlier?
I do, and I partially agree, but we cannot afford to give up any more liberty for security. We've done that.
I totally agree with you.
The Patriot Act, the NDAA, we've got to draw the line, and we've got to get Trump to come out and state this, that he will support and defend our constitutional rights.
You're right. All right. Thank you. Good point. By the way, there's a story up on InfoWars.com. We pointed this out in 2004 at the debates, it's something we've gone over, that Bush was wearing some type of earpiece, wireless earpiece that had the transmitter booster on his back, and it appears that Hillary had something snaked up her suit as well. Just saying. And she does need help now when people tell her stuff in her ear routinely. We have video of it. So she definitely becomes uncognizant at certain points, it goes in and out of consciousness. Scott in the Netherlands, thank you for calling. What did you think about the debate?
Good morning, or good afternoon, Alex. My girlfriend and I, we got up 2 o'clock in the morning to watch your show and watch the debates. And my girlfriend, I mean, she's Dutch, and she's not really into the politics, but she thought it was pretty balanced as far as them playing off each other. I think both of us were in the same scenario as many of the other listeners are. We were all kind of half betting to see if she was going to be able to stand up for the entire hour and a half debate. So, I mean, I think a lot of us had, you know, side bets going, is she going to pass out, yes or no? And I think that was one of the reasons maybe that he was going easy on her just in case something like that was going to happen. Well, I was just disappointed that there were so many of the easy points that he could fire back at her rhetoric. And what I'm really hoping, because you say that sometimes you have like the inside baseball that maybe between Roger Stone and even if it's David Knight or yourself, that you could actually take the time to help coach him. Because I know
I haven't talked to him. I've talked to Tom one time on air and talked to him some other times, and I'm just going to leave it at that. But I mean, it's. Look, I mean, I think Donald Trump's as smart as I am or smarter. I'm certainly, when you're the man in the arena, it's really hard. I mean, look, he does read people's tweets. He does pick up what's on the show. His sons, you know, I know, tune in and retweet a lot of our stuff. I mean, what would you like to say to Donald Trump? When we come back, Scott in the Netherlands, stay there. What your message to Donald Trump? What you think? And again, I'm taking calls that disagree up front, so it's not just a cheering section here. We'll go to James and Garrett and Ken and Steve and Kent and everybody else straight ahead, 800-259-9231. Stay there, Scott.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4, and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder, another world, another time, as Lavin's green and good, until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We are 41 days out from the November historic election. September 2016 is long in its tooth. Hard to believe we're about to go into 2017. With the British Ministry of Defense in 2007 and the Defense Department in 2007 as well, predicting that by the end of 2016 we would enter a global financial meltdown, peaking in 2024. And we are in an engineered economy. They're bringing in global government. Obama last week at the UN called for us to waive sovereignty and enter a, quote, liberal new world order. Liberal world order. Order. The term world order or new world order was first introduced in 1937 on the world stage by Adolf Hitler. But the term actually came from the Fabian Socialists in 1901. And the leader of the Fabian Socialist and the World Futurist Society, H.G. Wells, who in 1899 wrote about atomic bombs and the equations. Why do I mention that? Because whatever plan you're hearing about today is a very old. And the technocrats have theoretical understanding of technology. They say 30 years ahead, but if they've already jumped with Lord knows what's been discovered, that's why they're so arrogant now, they have Promethean fire, that they can be 1,000 years ahead of us. I mean, theoretically, they're acting really weird, okay? Like we're just a problem, spilt blood or something on the ground that's got to be cleaned up. And the Google people run around saying, you're like bugs if you don't assimilate in the new corporate. You know, we might step on you. We might not, you know. So there's this backdrop going on. And Trump had to basically come in and, according to, I guess, the view he went with, and look presidential and not look like a bully. But you're on the stage with an evil bully. So the facts trump all of that standard societal popery. I mean, I think that you've just got to transcend it. But it blew up in their face, not because he was so nice, but because it was so staged, with Lester attacking more and more towards the end as he realized that Trump had won. And Hillary, you know, going from little old lady to getting a little bit nastier and, you know, flashing her little demon eyes. Wasn't fair. Donald Trump was up against two people. So he won because it was clearly staged. They forfeit, and it blew up in their face. And then just the icing of him laying back while they destroyed themselves, I guess, shows some mental judo, mental jujitsu. That you have to admire the depth of the great orange toad. Now, that said, I want to go back to Scott in the Netherlands, who was saying that, you know, he was disappointed. We're going to hurry through a bunch of calls here. Again, we're taking calls that disagree up front. I think Trump won the debate, not in the way I thought he would, but I really thought about it. What is your message to Donald Trump, Scott?
Well, my personal message to Donald Trump is that we need a real constitutionalist. We need to have somebody who's going to follow the United States Constitution. And then hammer Hillary. It's not that hard. I mean, she has so many faults. We got Benghazi. We've got Kent, the Clinton Foundation. I mean, these were so easy slam dunks that he could have just creamed her with.
I understand, but listen. Here's the problem. You're educated. You're informed. And so, from your perspective, and I think you're probably right, you have to let the, you know, message rise to the occasion to actually inform the public and not just dumb it down, saying the public's dumb. That's why they're dumb, because the message has been dumbed down. It's not the other way around. I agree. You put out the complex info. You actually address people like they've got a brain. They will pick it up fairly quickly. And so I think it was the wrong move. I said before the debate, if he comes out and does softballs and acts too nice because she's a woman, just because that's what the establishment says will be a win, it will not be as big a win as is he really runs over her and calls her out. But the polls show all over the country, and they're scientific, that he won over a bunch of Democrats last night who are like children. So see, I argue on one side, then I argue on the other. I mean, I think the proof will be in the pudding in November. What do you think?
I have my fingers crossed. I mean, it's still, you still have voter fraud and everything else that's going on with it, and that's a nightmare for anybody.
Well, the Goblin King, and of course that's Michael Moore, the man that has six bodyguards and says you shouldn't be able to have a gun, he says Trump won the debate hands down.
Yeah.
And he said Hillary was too classy to go for the jugular. Hillary is anything but classy. She is a grasping white trash monster. I appreciate your call, Scott. Let's go now to, let me see who's been holding the longest here. Let's go ahead and talk to Steve in Colorado. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. This is my first time caller, a long-time listener. I was watching the debates last night, and I was watching – it was around the end of the debate when Trump was walking off the stage. He didn't look like he was happy. Like, he looked like he was kind of sort of distraught a little bit. Like, he couldn't –
he looked distracted when he was talking to the media. Absolutely. He looked like he wasn't being himself. He looked like he had to pull his horns in, and I don't think he enjoyed it.
Well, no, not at all. I think he really did want to go after Hillary really big time, but his advisors must have told him not to, but he should have just went after her. So now it sort of looks like Hillary has the stronger lead, even though she's a liar. But it kind of looked like Hillary was stronger last night.
No, I agree. I agree. I mean, he's been surging in all the polls. He continued to surge after this. Time will tell. And again, we have to look at each poll and see if they're scientific, but overall it appears it was a victory, but not a stunning victory, not a devastating, you know, the powder keg in the magazine of the ship blows up and it goes, you know, 1,000 yards in the air, not spectacular, but more of a ship listing on its side, slowly going beneath the waves. But we've got fires on our own ship, Steve. Anything else?
Well, you know, I just want Donald Trump to go ahead and make America great again. I think he really can do this with the support of the American people. We need to get that out there that Hillary Clinton is nothing but a fraud. So we need to get that out there.
All right, my friend, thank you so much. Let's go ahead now and take another call. Let's talk to Garrett in Texas. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I've been listening for several years. I'm 16. And you know what? I think that Trump won the debate. I think that he was definitely a whole lot stronger than Hillary was, but at the same time, I agree with them on the fact that throughout his entire campaign, I noticed that he never really seemed as constitutional as, like, for example, someone like Rand Paul, who I supported before, but he's definitely a supporter of the First and Second Amendment.
Here's why the elites are going after him. He wants to get the foreign bank that runs our country, the Federal Reserve, out of here. He wants to reform that and change that. He wants to end the bad trade deals. We've been captured by foreign globalists. He does support private property. He does support the Second Amendment. And then he's saying if you're a globalist or an outsider, you're not an American, you don't get those rights. That's really what Trump's saying. Or he's saying, and it's one of the only elitist things he does, if you're in a bad neighborhood and there's a bunch of crime, we're just going to knock some heads and clean things up. And again, the honesty's good, but the way it's being done will be twisted and used against us. So in the negative column, he's got some problems. The positive column is 10 times better. So that's where I stand.
Of course. Yes, if he's in there, and you know what, if this election is fair, he will be, because these people are saying that Hillary's ahead. Trump has more votes than any Republican in history.
That's right. Well, I have all the polls here. I mean, look at the interest. You know, they're saying as big as the Super Bowl last night, as the early numbers come in, looks like it's going to be the biggest thing ever. People are super interested. They're upset. He's populist. He's outside the normal political ring. The power structure is panicking for a reason. He is coming after him. He wants to act like a president. The perfect constitutionalist? No. But an American for America who isn't out to get us and who also doesn't want to start random evil wars. You know, I mean, he's really good on a lot of fronts, and he's bad on a couple. Look at Hillary. We know what we've got over there is much worse. And it's not a lesser of two evils. She's a globalist. She is a hijacker. When I say they're collaborators, when I say we've been taken over by foreign power, that's what the New World Order is a global corporate takeover of nation states, the family, and everything else. I appreciate your call, Garrett. We've got Kent in Oregon just popped up. He disagrees. I'll go to him first. And then I will go to Sean, who's a Democrat, says he's voting for Trump. Wants to talk about Lester Holt. We've got James in South Carolina. Wants to talk about the debates. John in Wyoming says no mention of Benghazi. Yeah, that's a big problem. And we better hear about Benghazi in the next debate. We better hear about that when she's bringing up, you know, all the, you know, terrible things and how Trump didn't want to take care of our military and how he's greedy and, you know, how he's mean to a guy in the audience who was an architect who didn't get paid what he originally wanted to and all this other bull. I would have said, you're telling me about some architect and a fight over the bill when you're the lady that ordered the stand down at Benghazi and said, what difference does it make? You got a lot of nerve, lady. He just sat there and let her stab him and stab him and stab him and stab him. But I guess it blew up in their face because everybody saw how rigged it was. I don't know. It's very complex.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
That my head's spinning. There's so much to cover. I saw this morning. I read it. And then I kind of put it in the back of my mind because I wanted to try to reach out to Michael Savage, and I've got his cell phone number in my phone right here. So I'm just so bad about it. I don't even know if I saved it under his name or it's in my computer. I used to talk to him a lot more on the phone. He's busy. I'm busy. We just don't talk to as much as we, a few years ago, we talk quite a bit. I'm not bragging about it. I'm just saying I need to call Michael Savage. That's why I'm not talked about it yet, because I don't know how much I can say. Because the last few times I talked to him a few weeks ago before he came on air twice to promote his new book, he specifically told me about censorship going on and that he was getting really pissed off. And obviously, he didn't say that's off record, but any conversation I have with Savage, I mean, I've had like hour-long conversations with him before, is off record. And so this just hit me. They were asking me, hey, why aren't you covering this? And I'm like, covering what? Oh, yeah, the Michael Savage thing. It just becomes so surreal. Like, oh, you're under investigation by the Justice Department to see if you're going to come after Hillary. It's surreal. I would never hurt Hillary Clinton. And I don't say that because I'm afraid they're coming to get me. I don't say that because, you know, if I thought going after Hillary would be a good idea, I would say it, but I'm afraid they're going to get me. No, I think it's a bad idea. She's a horrible person. It would turn her into a martyr. But at the same time, I get sick of the stinking criminals in this government, the ones running around committing all these crimes, constantly getting in my life, going after my friends, screwing everyone over, and trying to take our liberties. I'm tired of it. I have a right to not be your slave. And I can tell you, part of the censorship is talking about InfoWars.com and playing clips of our reporters on air. I can tell you that. I'm just going to say it. But get Savage's phone number dialed up on here for me, guys. I'll call him during the break. But that's the kind of stuff I'm dealing with, and I got all these clips to play, and I've got all these guests to get on, and I'm not complaining. It's just, this is so real, people. This is not a game. This is not the average talk show host that takes it easy and doesn't push the envelope. There's only one other talk show host that does it to the level we do it, and it's Michael Savage. And hundreds of affiliates down the tube. I mean, I hope this doesn't happen, because we need Michael Savage on the air. And if you just tuned in, I'll tell you what's going on. Popular radio host Michael Savage broadcast shut down nationwide as he discusses Clinton's health. And that's the big censorship, is you do not discuss Hillary's health on mainstream outlets. That is the big no-no. And obviously, he's getting censored. I mean, if he told me, without me even asking to come on, that he wants to play clips of my show and that he wants to, you know, have Paul Watson on, and he wants to play our reports, it'd be every day, by the way, if he could. They're like, no, you're not going to. And by the way, I've told Savage, cut my name out. Cut Paul's out. We don't care. He goes, no, I'm going to give you credit. So the point is, I raise this because I guarantee you, InfoWars is in the middle of this. I was talking to Savage about it last week. Michael Savage is a very well-known radio talk show personality. This is Breitbart. This is the last refuge. Will you guys give me the Breitbart article? And then it goes on. The Savage Nation is a nationally syndicated talk show. It's the second most listened to radio talk show in the country with an audience of over 20 million listeners, 400 stations. Earlier today, he was discussing his perspectives on the presidential debate, giving examples of current and anticipated debate bias. In addition, the broadcaster began discussing Hillary Clinton's mysterious health condition that Savage believes might be Parkinson's. Almost immediately, without any notification, New York tri-state radio station WABC Radio TV cut Savage off the air and replaced him with a lesser-rated Curtis and Kuby show. He tweeted, I've been sabotaged on air to destroy support for Trump. More later. And then now reportedly, shortly thereafter, Savage disavowed, discovered the issue and began discussing what was going on in and around the New York broadcast area. All Savage affiliates nationwide cut off the broadcast and replaced the live transmission with a recording of the previous show. I mean, how real is that? We told you they're coming after talk radio. We told you they're going to shut us down. I told you, Canaries in the Coal Mine, Drudge, Savage, InfoWars, yours truly. And not that Limbaugh is perfect, but they want to get him big time. And I'm telling you, man, this is bad news. And then I don't even going to say I'm exhausted about this. It's just like, as a journalist, I'm not even happy that I can call Savage up and find out, get the scoop. You know, it's like hearing about a death of a family to know how much trouble this country's in, folks.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. Second, One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free. So call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau. Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4. And now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Man, it's really hitting me. Why I was so upset today. Let's get to the point where
you know it's close.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Michael Savage, I can't believe how calm the media is about this. Pulled off the airwaves live on WABC, biggest station in the country, hands down. Top rated show, number 2 show in the country. Probably bigger than Limbaugh, but it doesn't matter. He's pulled live in New York and replaced with another show because he's talking about Hillary's health, saying he believes she has Parkinson's. Her emails that DC Leaks got has her talking about Parkinson's medication. That's in WikiLeaks as well. And then he's pulled off the air. So the real headline here is national talk show host pulled during live show for talking about Hillary's health. This isn't like Dr. Drew fired a week later from CNN. This is in live time. So they pull him off WABC. He starts ranting about it and tweeting, I've been sabotaged, and they cut him live from the 400 other affiliates across the country. Top top-rated talk show host Michael Savage pulled off air after discussing Hillary's health. And a week ago, I mean, he was on Skype during the break. The whole crew was there. He was talking about, hey, can you guys get me this interview? I want to air it today, but I'm not sure I can air it. They've been trying to keep me from airing your stuff. Now I've got to go through CBS. And there you go. Boom. A week later, Michael Savage is off the air. He said pure sabotage. And Matt Drudge was here a year ago and said it's coming 2016. I was told by the Supreme Court Justice, the other conservative one. You know, the other one died. And the Washington Post came out a month later and said he was part of a secret society connected to Bohemian Grove. This is a throw it all in our face. In case there's a contested election, you'll have a locked 4-4 Supreme Court. Well, you can really see them pulling out the stops. And they... Let me just explain something. I know I am in real, palpable crosshairs of the New World Order. I'm not even afraid, but it is definitely, you can feel it. And this country is, and make no mistake, keeping your head down is how we're going to lose the whole enchilada. We have Larry Nichols. And he's just popping in for a few minutes, and I promise I'm going to run through James and Lisa and Matt and Terry and Sean, your response to the debate. Lester Holt running off like a rat after. Very, very shameful. I think Trump overall won by not looking like the bully. But we had Larry on with us just a month ago saying what he thought he should do. I thought he barely won last night, but I slept on it, and I came out and I saw the polls saying he's getting a lot of Democrats to swing over just by looking like a nice guy. In the fact that he let them gang up on him and took it very coolly, and then Holt got madder and madder and lost his cool in the last third, really showed his colors, interrupting Trump 40-plus times. Never asking counter questions, not once to Hillary, 40-plus times, and then only, quote, fact-checked her 7. Amazing. Amazing. So you total that up together, that's almost 50 times he went after Trump for 7 on Hillary, and only one of those, it was 6, only one of those 6 times was it a real question. My head, again, was swimming, more than spinning. I mean, last night when I was covering it live, trying to only give brief analysis, it was just all lies. It was incredible. So we're going to be breaking all that down. I haven't even gotten all the clips yet. It's going to be a jam-packed third hour, obviously, but the clips are up on Infowars.com. Hillary, the one time she told the truth, said, I'm coming after your guns. No more due process. Extrajudicial. We'll just put you on a list and take your guns. Just because we feel like you're a threat. Because the Justice Department just says so. Kind of like Michael Savage and thousands of others now are banned from flying to England because they were just put on a list. And now the new mayor says he wants to establish Sharia law and wants to censor free speech and has set up a speech czar this week in London who will arrest people that criticize Islam. Boy, isn't that great in the birthplace of Magna Carta and codified free speech. Before we go any further, we have free shipping that is going to end tomorrow. I mean, it's going to end tonight. I don't know. I might extend that because I'm cut off the Supernova Vitality officially ended yesterday, but it's still in the shopping cart. 20% off, 20% off. The methyl cobalamin, super high quality, vitamin B12, secret 12. That's 20% off. Free shipping store-wide as part of the Americanism, not globalism special. And we've got a lot of other specials as well. We now have a probiotic, 7 years in the making. This was being produced, being developed and tested 2 years before I even got into nutraceuticals, this particular formula that the experts we've talked to and the scientists that developed this with Dr. Group say is the ultimate probiotic for a price half of what leading competitors are. I mean, this is a really Rolls-Royce, Bentley-level, Ferrari-level, $50 billion live and active cultures, 23 probiotic strains. It's amazing. And it is way, way, way less expensive than the other super high-quality versions that are out there. And believe me, with probiotics, you get what you pay for, ladies and gentlemen. InfoWarsLife.com. We could have private-labeled hundreds and hundreds of pretty good probiotics, but we wanted to make something ridiculously good. That's why we don't have that many products on our line, because I could go out and private label 100 different, you know, high-quality products that are pretty darn good. But we've only private labeled of our close to 30 products now, maybe 10 of those are private labeled, which are known high-quality. Take Child Ease. That is another best-selling 30-plus-year brand. It's basically a syrup of all these herbs and echinacea and everything else that calms your child. And it's just a private label of the top-selling brand in the country. So there's stuff that's already game-changer, amazing stuff out there. We just go private label that and then try to discount it. But most of our products we have now developed in-house with top developers, not just in concert with the group, but he also advises us. And, I mean, Child Ease is something kids should take every day. It doesn't have anything in them to actually calm them. It just gives them all the vitamins and minerals and key herbs that are associated with kids being healthy, and then they just get calm. This stuff is incredible. I give it to my children in the morning, and it's essential. You know, your kid gets red dye, they bounce off the walls. They drink corn syrup, they bounce off the walls. But imagine what the opposite of that does. That's Child Ease. So you can check out the 4.7-star reviews at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or something called toll-free 888-253-3139. There's a lot of products I never talk about that are really excellent at InfoWarsLife.com. But regardless, we need the funds to continue. I don't want to risk my life, my treasure, my name, and everything to lose. I know we can win, but the stakes are so high. You can feel the energy. It's gone from intense to over the top to crazy to unprecedented to now the energy level so high, it's almost like things are dead silent. It's just, I mean, it is incredible. Because Trump is just a manifestation of nationalism and humanity awakening, and the globalists are panicking, and it is just an incredible time to be alive. So thank you for your prayers, your support, watching our six, our human element of patriots out there that always give us good information. I can't believe how good the information has been. Not to kiss the military and police's butts, who I've been big critics of when they do bad things, obviously. But just comparing the military and police and people even in high government areas that are patriots compared to the general public that is pretty much brain dead in many cases is amazing. It is patriots in the government that have been trying to stop this takeover forever. And that's why the globalists want a civil war where we have a war with the federal government. The federal government's been captured, folks. We need to identify the globalists and not have the civil war. That's why they're trying to sell a narrative that I want a civil war and I want violence. They sell it in the media. They sell it to the Southern Poverty Law Center, the ADL. They sell it behind the scenes. They try to set us up because they cannot stand the fact that we are effectively kicking their butt. And listen, I'm on GCN, a small network. It's basically a satellite provider. So I went and chose a satellite provider. So it's not, you know, they have a little bit of affiliate relations, stuff like that. But it's very mom and pop. It's actually the third biggest network out there. 2,000-plus affiliate agreements, 1,400 affiliates. I don't have that, but now that's how many affiliates GCN has, and it's literally run, you know, out of a small facility in Minnesota. And that's because this is my show. I say what I want. I do what I want. I'm not controllable. And that's why they don't know what to do. I mean, because I'm just an American, and I didn't realize that most generals didn't actually read 500 history books like I have. I didn't realize most people hadn't read 15 books just on the Nazi secret police. And I don't mean little ones. I mean the big, big, giant jumbos, okay? I mean, I didn't realize growing up that I just found that interesting. I was drawn to it. I was drawn to those things. And that I, as a lay person, am trained basically in all this stuff. But I don't use the deception I've researched against people. I use it to understand the enemy and see where they're going. And they're just completely freaked out. I mean, I know their methods. I know their operations. Like I was born to it. I'd up one side and down the other. I've forgotten more than the average person high level in the CIA even knows. And I'm not bragging. It's just a fact. I'm a natural. And they don't know what to do. I'm not bragging. I mean, you know, the fact that I'm a goofball, too, it just adds the whole final touch to it. I'm real. And they don't know what to do, folks, because I'm an American. I'm a Texan. I'm a Christian. I'm a father. I'm not going to roll over. I'm not a hero. I can't get on my knees and roll over dead. I just can't do it. You need to stop yourselves. You need to back off. You need to stop all the wars you're starting. You need to stop funding radical Islamists to kill Christians all over Africa and the Middle East. And then you smirk about it. You people are evil. And look, a lot of them are totally divorced from God, so I can't get through to them. I'm going to go to Larry Nichols right now, a little bit in the next hour. I always got to go, though. But there are people serving this evil system who aren't completely given over to evil. man, get right with God now. Speaking of somebody that got right with God 25 years ago and turned against the Clintons, or 23 years ago, Larry Nichols. Larry, you're on the phone, I know. You're battling for your life, just like this republic's battling for its life. We pray for you. Folks can support you at nicholslive at AOL.com, at your PayPal there, as you obviously are working hard against the New World Order. Just briefly here, I wanted to get you to pop in. We'll get you back on later in the week or next week for a full hour. What do you think about the debate last night?
Oh, Alex, it was kind of a nothing for what I had hoped we were going to have. But the good news is that Trump was on his game, certainly in the first 20, 30 minutes. And the way that debate's going to break out is it's going to break out the 40% that love Hillary. They think she won. The 40% that hate Hillary or love Trump, they'll think he won. The 20%, that very important 20% that don't care, they probably watched, if they watched it all, Alex, maybe 20 minutes of it till the ball game started. So then they pulled out.
And that's exactly what they're saying, is that the 20% started to come over to Trump. Do you think that's accurate?
You know, let me tell you, after 30 years of Hillary Clinton, this is the battle they're fighting. After 30 years, if people are not committed to Hillary, they're not going to get there. They're not going to get there. If Trump just don't step on his foot, if he just plays straight and plays smart. Now, I was disappointed last night, Alex. You know, they had asked me. I had sent them stuff that they, you know, Trump could have used to draw Hillary into one of her fits of rage. But they didn't. And he should have. He should have.
And by the way, he paused and said, I had a lot of stuff that I was going to bring out.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Now, the thing that was significant, Alex, was what you and I have been trying to say to everybody since day one. It'd be one thing if Donald Trump was running against Hillary Rodham Clinton. That'd be one thing. But he's running against Hillary. He's running against the mainstream media. He was running against the moderator. I mean, you talk about David and Goliath. He was up. You know, he was.
So isn't that why he probably really won, is they overdid it and showed their hand?
Let me tell you, one of the TV networks did a thing where they pulled in 20, quote unquote, non-committed people. And then at the end of the debate, they asked them, now, after this debate, who would y'all vote for? And 18 of them said Hillary. Now, Alex, you and I have been around long enough, maybe the audience hadn't.
That's staged.
The chances of that network pulling in 20 people that were really middle of the road, didn't care, is none. The Clintons chummed that audience. I'm surprised they even let two people say that they were for Trump. But that was all rigged. Everything you see today, folks, please, I beg you.
Oh, CNN admits they sampled almost double more Democrats in their 500-person poll than they did Republicans. I mean, that's
absolutely
totally skewed right there.
It's skewed before you said, folks, everything you see on the mainstream is a lie. You know, when they talk about fact-checking Trump, you notice they didn't fact-check Hillary that much.
They fact-checked Trump 40-plus times and her 6 times.
Well, let me tell you, you want to fact-check Hillary, start with the first time she opened her mouth till the last time she closes it.
The only time she told the truth was saying, I'm going to come out your guns extrajudicially.
Yep. And listen, Alex, I heard you talking about, what's his name, getting pulled off the air.
Yeah, Michael Savage, live on
Michael
air.
Savage. You know, Alex, you and I have been talking about this day coming for years and years. And I know sometimes people say, well, y'all talk about it, but it never happened. Yes, it does happen, but it takes time to materialize.
Oh, it's just happening like right now. I've got them circling around us right now.
Oh, you bet. And let me tell you, come October 1st, folks, it's going to be hard to get news on the Internet.
And let's talk about that, but let's just remember, they're bold enough to spend $600 million in the last year alone to try to get cop-killing operations going. We're dealing with hardcore criminals. Everybody better decide which side they're on.
You know, I got tickled last night hearing Hillary talk fondly of her dad's little business making draperies. Did I miss something? And I got this from Bill Clinton. One of the reasons Bill told me he married Hillary was because of her dad, Hugh Rodham. And I said, why, Bill? And he said, well, don't you know? And I said, no, I really don't. He said, well, after Al Capone, Hugh Rodham and Dan Rostenkowski took over the Chicago mob. They were running the Chicago mob. And she says he was just a little drapery maker.
And that's why Hillary always has such a penchant for getting her enemies killed, is because she's Chicago Mafia.
That's why, yeah. That, well, I don't know.
Well, folks don't even know that, like, the top families in Texas were all the former Al Capone heads. I mean, they don't understand that Capone ran the whole country. And people just don't know that.
They don't know it. And that's what's killing us, Alex. There is a huge group of people, what you guess, I guess you call them the millennials. I'm trying to live long enough to tell them. But there's a large group of people, Alex, that don't know the Clintons, and the media's doing extra overtime to make sure people don't know the truth about Bill Clinton and his time in office, that don't know the truth about Hillary. You know, Trump said he felt, you know, he didn't do it because he didn't want to do it in front of Chelsea. My God, what about the women Clinton raped that I covered up for him over? What do you think about those women and their lives?
Oh, I know. I love when he was talking about how he's mean to women. I mean, he could have just come right back with, you're going to tell me about being mean to women with all the stuff you've done, how you've covered for Bill? I don't know why he didn't go after her.
Well, and I certainly don't know why he didn't at least bring up the point that when guys like Larry Nichols and these women were coming out back during your husband's administration, if you care so much about women and women's issues, why did you personally lead the bimbo eruption?
All right, let's talk about what you expect to happen next. What do you should do in the next debate? We got 41 days of the election. Larry Nichols is our guest. I'll see if we can say a little bit the next hour. Then I promise your calls, all the clips. Paul Watson's coming up. Stay with us.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
I don't normally waffle, and I'm not waffling. Because time will tell. We've got to look at the demographics. But I always just go with what I think's right. Because I'm not here to play along with the political system. I'm here to change it and educate people. But if Trump's going for the 20% that are undecided that Larry Nichols always talks about, and I admit that's what they're doing, those are mainly folks that really aren't politically informed, and they just want to see somebody act nice and act friendly and not look so threatening and look more presidential. So I think that's what Trump was trying to do, and I think they would have won the debate because he was too nice if they didn't gang up so bad and Lester Holt attacking him 40-plus times, Hillary only 6 times, and those weren't even attacks. I think the fact that it was so unlevel, Trump wins because of that. And maybe he's a genius because of that. I just think you got to dance with who brung you, and he should probably been more aggressive. But time will tell. Larry Nichols with him, taking Michael Savage off the air, and we're going to contact him. I've been busy on the breaks, but I'm going to try to get a hold of him. And all the other censorship going on, I mean, clearly we're entering an end game. What else are you watching for, Larry?
Well, the main thing I'm watching for is what I've told you before. We're at the actual beginning of the end, and they're closing the loop. They're closing it in tight. And what they're going to do to Trump is going to be terrible. I mean, they're just going to load up on him like you've never seen. Now, if Trump were smart, what he would do, if they're going to do This Is Your Life, going back to Trump's past, he has somehow, Alex, got to shift it on. Hey, you want a real screwed up past? Look at Bill. Look at Hillary. I mean, you've got every kind of crime committed during his administration as governor, every kind of crime committed during his administration with Hillary right there beside him during his presidential administration, so much so that he was impeached. It's amazing. Nobody even brought up the word Hillary. Do you realize your husband was impeached? But they don't bring it up. They don't bring it up. So Trump's got to get himself gathered up, and he's got to try to win that 20% by trying to get that 20% to know the real truth about the Clintons. If you know, let me just tell you something that hurt really bad. When they had the riots and the shooting in North Carolina, the world ended. For Hillary, the world ended because as of that moment, all of the stuff about emails, all of the stuff about her health just went away. It just went away. And now she's starting out clean all over again.
That's right. And he's got to bring it back. I would have said over and over again, listen, Hillary, you've been part of the power structure. You set up this mess. You're the one that sold the country out. I represent change. Very simple. Over and over again. She gets all the big money from the special interest. I get none of it. I'm a populist. You have nothing to lose. Vote Trump.
Well, that, and I'm going to give you all something to really believe in. This is true. Something that you can believe in, I guess the best way to say it. Hillary has spent hundreds of millions of dollars in advertising. Trump has spent virtually nothing in comparison. Yet they are technically tied. Now, what you're going to see, Alex, coming up in the next 46 days or how many days you are, you're going to 41. You're going to see massive polling manipulation, just like you were talking about.
They're going to put all these fake polls to make it look like he's slipping.
Yeah. I mean, and it's all going to come together just like it always does with the Clinton plan, the one that I helped put together for
the broken coalition strategy.
You bet. There it is. Look,
Larry, stay there. Larry, I'm going to do 5 more minutes with you. Then I promise all the callers I'm going to write to you, then all the clips, then Paul Watson. History is happening. We'll be right back on the other side. Understand, though, even if Trump loses, and I believe he's going to win, we win by injecting real issues and nationalism and exposing the globalists. Stay with us. Hour number 3 is right ahead.
With only 41 days left in the countdown to the election, it's now more critical than ever to spread the word. This is the InfoWar.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.